Radio. Radio just for you. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. President Hichilema commends Ngoni royal establishment for unity after Chief Mpezeni's passing. Independent aspiring presidential candidate attributes delay in road development project to the late displacement of CDF. In international news, blow for Kenya's ex-deputy president has court upheld his impeachment. In sports news, Copa Queen's performance raises questions for the WAFCON. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the Ngoni royal establishment for demonstrating strong leadership, unity and stability following the death of Paramount Chief Mpezeni. The president made the remarks when he met Ngoni traditional leaders and visiting chiefs at Mpendukeni Palace ahead of the burial of the late traditional leader. President Hichilema commended the manner in which the mourning period has been managed, noting that it reflects the resilience and cohesion of the Ngoni leadership during a sensitive period of transition. He further urged the traditional leaders to continue promoting unity and strong leadership. Thousands of mourners from across Zambia and beyond gathered to pay their final respect. The government has raised 48 million kwacha to facilitate the payment of terminal benefits owed to retired workers of the Zambia Postal Service Corporation, ZAMPOST. In a statement, ZAMPOST Postmaster General Lydia Smakando says the development marks a significant milestone in addressing outstanding obligations owed to former employees who have been waiting for their benefits for a long time. Mrs. Smakando says the release of the funds demonstrates government's commitment to improving the welfare of citizens and resolving long-standing issues affecting retired workers. She noted that the payment is in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's vision of restoring dignity to citizens and improving livelihood through effective governance. Mrs. Makando has further thanked the Ministry of Finance as well as the Ministry of Technology and Science for their support in facilitating the release of the funds. The Minister of Youth, Art and Sport says in 2023, Zambia ratified the UNESCO 2005 Convention on the Protection and Promotion of the Diversity of Cultural Expression, reinforcing Zambia's commitment to cultural diversity, good governance, and financial stability within the sector. Speaking during the launch of the Creative Industry Business Summit, which will be held in partnership with the African Creative Market from 29 June to 2nd July 2026, which will be followed immediately by the Kuyambo National Art Festival from 3rd to 4th July 2026. Ministry's Permanent Secretary Chileshe Kangwa has reaffirmed the country's commitment to ensure the successful hosting of the two events. Mr. Kangwa says over the last 5 years, the government has made significant steps in transforming the creative sector into a viable economic driver through police, legislative and institutional reforms.
As we prepare for the 2027 Cannes Film Festival, Zambia is committed to participating on a larger scale, ensuring that our creative voices are amplified on the global stage and that the partnerships our building continue to grow and deliver tangible benefits for the country's creative industries. Let me take this opportunity to sincerely thank Dr. Inya and your team from WIFT Africa, Ascent Studios, and Africa Creative Market for this valuable partnership. We need to celebrate this partnership.
Meanwhile, African Creative Market founder Dr. Inya Loya says ACM is a dynamic continental platform that brings together leading conferences, summit, festival and industrial stakeholders who have consistently nurtured talent, built capacity and facilitating investment across the creative and cultural industries.
Everywhere we go, people know about Zambia now. Because when we started, we said, oh, we're going to Zambia. They said, oh, where? Is it in Zimbabwe? In South Africa? And we were crossed that they didn't know about this wonderful country. So we started campaigning. We started telling everyone. We told them of all the wonderful people we've met here. Also acknowledging the warm presence and the warm reception we received from government. Please, a round of applause for your government.
The Lusaka City Council says several constituency development funds CDF financed feeder road project in Kabwata constituency are nearly completion, with works progressing steadily across multiple wards. The project, being implemented under the 2026 CDF allocation, includes the paving of Sandulula Highland Road and Heart of Jesus Road in Libala, Ward 7, Lisutu Road in Kabwata, Ward 5, Tochia Road in Kamulanga, Ward 9, as well as 6th Street and 11th Street in Kabwata, Ward 6. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project are part of the government's continued effort to improve local infrastructure through the Constituency Development Fund.
The Lusaka City Council's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development has been closely supervising and monitoring the implementation of the project to ensure adherence to engineering specifications, quality standards and value for money. Once completed, the paving of these feeder roads is expected to improve accessibility, reduce dust pollution, lower vehicle operating costs and facilitate the easier movement of people and goods.
Independent aspiring presidential candidate Given Katuta has attributed delays in road development projects across various constituencies to the late disbursement of the Constituency Development Fund CDF by the government to local authorities. Ms. Katuta says delays in raising CDF resources often creates the impression that members of parliament are underperforming despite funds being announced by the government. The former Chiyenge member of parliament says in some cases, certain CDF allocations take up to a year before being dispersed, resulting in stalled community projects and delayed service delivery. She notes that by the time the funds are eventually released, implementation becomes difficult as project timeline may have already been affected.
The reason is CDF is always announced on papers. The funding is announced on papers, but the councils do not receive the actual amount. It takes time. Sometimes it even goes into the following financial year. And that has tainted most of the councils and MPs, like they are underperforming. For us, we are saying CDF, we are saying we'll continue with that, but we are going to do this. The CDF, the one for the local government, it's supposed to be implemented by the local government, will remain as it is. We need to have CDF for traditional rulers, which will be managed by the Ministry of Chiefs Affairs. Then we'll have also CDF for the church and the religious leaders, which will be managed by the Ministry of Faith Office. We are bringing back the Faith Office.
With that news item, we're now going to a short break. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining,
mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 26.